we can work out on the information side of things. The Good Day program. Welcome to another Great American Day with Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen, taking a shot at the hot topics of the day. Some of the things that you may not know as much about as you would like to know. Seven past the hour. The news, as I glance through a lot of what's going on, Jennifer, this program's on a lot of so-called news talk radio stations, and so there's a negativity often to what's in the news, and therefore some people construe some news talk radio programs to be negative. This is really in terms of what we're trying to do here, presenting the idea, not necessarily stirring the pot. That would come later on. But you're welcome to comment anyway on some of the things that we are talking about here. And I say that in the present and the future because there are a lot of things to talk about in this hour. 800-510-8255 connects with us. It's Doug at DougSteffen.com or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. Follow us on Facebook.com. / Good Day Show, and
or just follow us on the street.
Yes, right, exactly, down the street. So a lot of people are talking about this Canadian porn actor. I've stayed away from this.
I know. You even got a little angry when I brought it up yesterday.
Well, this guy, well, I got what I was, I didn't want to talk about the guy who'd been eating people's that.
Yeah,
face.
Understandably. Right. It's not the happiest story ever.
No. Well, it's just what. And I argue with this this presentation, too, because I don't know how having this information makes your life better. And so why do we bother with it?
Well, why don't you briefly tell the story since we've not done that yet? So in case anybody missed it.
I don't even think I want to do that, but I will.
Okay.
This Canadian porn star has been accused of killing and dismembering another man. Mm-hmm. And
I think they live together.
There was an international manhunt, right? His name is Luca Magnotta. He was found in an internet cafe in Berlin and arrested without a struggle after a patron tipped off police. The warrant was issued for this fellow who left Montreal after he apparently killed 32-year-old Chinese student Jun Lin. He had a relationship with this guy. Mm-hmm. As you are suggesting. So he now is being charged with first-degree murder. He mailed the victim's body parts to several political parties in Ottawa.
But not just one, which was nice. He was an equal opportunity
guy.
Right,
yeah, right. Sent it to the Republicans and Democrats.
Or got a hand, got a foot, yeah.
Yeah, right. So, but how is our day made better by knowing that?
Well, I'm glad they caught him, and here's why. Because he went online. This guy, obviously very sick, he killed this guy in front of the camera.
Yeah.
And then he proceeded to write a blog about how to disappear and about how to evade police. So he was being very arrogant about the fact that he thought he could get away with all this. So the good part is here that he didn't get away with it. He was caught, and that's good. Especially because he's in Berlin. I mean, that's a big jump from Canada.
Yeah. If you move fast, you can get out. You know, you jump on a plane, be gone before all people find out all the details. But in terms of everything else that's going on, here's this Ohio car crash that's killed four teenagers. Let's see here. A Pennsylvania father arrested for murdering his wife and his two daughters. 100 bodies recovered from the plane crash yesterday. So...
It's hard to find something, but I can do it for you. You ready?
Okay. Yes, please.
Because I have a smile plastered on my face, and
good.
It has to do with sports, which we don't normally talk about.
Oh, you're not the L.A.
Kings. Doug, one game away from winning the Stanley Cup. I don't think you know what a big deal this is. I've been a Kings fan since I was a baby, and we've never, ever won a Stanley Cup. Ever. Ever. They were looking good last night. They were looking good. So, you know what? There's my good news for the day.
All right. Jennifer has his good news. Some people will consider this good news. The judge in the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse case. Remember good old Jerry Sandusky from Penn State?
Yep.
The judge ruled that the alleged victims have to reveal their identities. The judge said that the accusers have to testify using their real names, not pseudonyms, as their lawyers had requested. The judge also said that tweets and any other electronic dispatches from reporters covering the trial will not be allowed. That is, if you're in the courtroom, you can't be sending out tweets. That's been a twend.
A twend. Truly.
Truly. It isn't laughable, but yet it is. News reporters all want to be first.
Right.
So they have their smartphones, and they're sending out stuff either back to their office on Facebook or Twitter or emails, whatever, or they're just putting it out. And people, and it isn't just this case, it's pretty much all cases now. Matter of fact, it was pretty interesting. I think it was on The Good Wife last Sunday night. Part of the storyline to the program were the people in court as they were proceeding were back and forth with text messages to, there was a lawyer outside the courtroom who was talking to the investigator, and he was sending messages into Alicia, who's the main character, into, she's before the judge and looking at her notes and basically parroting what's being emailed or Twittered inside.
Mm-hmm.
And is that legal? I guess it's legal. Anybody studied it? Pretty interesting way to move the trial along, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not approval.
I approve slightly.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. So that's how we begin. We've already gotten how many? Half a dozen hot topics, and it's only 13 past the hour.
That's how good we are.
Good.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our start?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
The heart health benefits are enormous. Thankfully, the MegaRed soft gel is not. MegaRed 100% pure omega-3 krill oil from Shift. Just one small MegaRed per day supports your heart health. And unlike fish oil soft gels, MegaRed soft gels are easy to swallow with no fishy smell or aftertaste. Big heart health benefits. One small soft gel. MegaRed omega-3 krill oil from Shift.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pretty important stuff. This is pretty interesting. that product. One World Whey, WHEY.com. Check it out, because there's a whole new form of this product is not prepared like other whey products, and that's the message here. You have the benefits of all of the food that's in the milk, because whey comes from milk, and it's if you heat it, it cooks a lot of the benefits out. So they have a process that makes this truly much better for you. So if you're looking for a way to make your body healthier in oh so many different ways, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com, oneworldwhey.com. 17 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn. This is, from now until eternity, we will be thinking how foolish we all seem to get excited about something. This is how many people are talking about jobs numbers and the destruction of America because of too many taxes and as our country is in a moral downspin. No, this is the kind of stupid stuff that would destroy anybody, never mind countries. Gwyneth Paltrow has sparked controversy on Twitter because she tweeted a picture of Kanye West and Jay-Z performing in France, along with a caption, N-I blank blank blank, as in Paris for real. N-I blank blank, as in Paris, is the name of their rap. But people who saw that thought she was using the N-word,
calling them names,
inappropriate, and therefore she's a bigot. Therefore, this is racial discrimination. Get lost, you people. Gwyneth explained her posting. She said, I'm talking about the title of the song. If I'd have been her, I'd have said something a little bit more poignant.
Yeah, no kidding.
Matter with you? Anybody who thinks this is a problem, where did you grow up? What is in your life that you think this is important? It's like the Kim Kardashian, this whole business about it, these people who are just ridiculous, just because they have big boobs, that's it. That's their talent. So, you know, maybe they should be doing porn or something instead of all of this other stuff. So some photographer chased Kim Kardashian into a store in Las Vegas while she was trying on a dress. And she left the cleaning instruction label on the dress. Guy took a picture of it. You could see it through the dress. And that's
shame.
What is the matter with these people?
I know.
What's the matter
with us? Because we consume this, and I'm guilty of it just like everybody else. We consume all this stuff.
Is your life that
cares?
Lost? Are you so into nothingness that this actually means something to you? And it's worth this cameraman, these people that, you know, they run around the paparazzi, they get paid by the picture. So they run around and chase whoever they can and get paid by certain news media, news organizations, so they can print these pictures. Why would anybody give a rat's tail about a dress that Kim Kardashian put on? She left the cleaning instruction label on the inside of the dress. Have we fallen to that level of stupidity where people are actually interested in that? Do I sound like I'm preaching? Maybe I am. Ay, 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 ay. Okay.
You feel better?
No, because I think there's so many. I mean, you know what the flat tax means?
Exactly. A what? I'd like laundry tax, please.
Yeah, 21 after on Good Day.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Jennifer Horn's birthday was on Friday.
Yes.
And one of the trivia questions is for you to tell us how old she is. 800-510-8255.
You better never do that to me, boss.
And for an extra 25, Doug Bucks, tell us how much she weighs.
Yeah.
And what is the color of her hair?
I don't like this game. I don't even know what color my hair is.
Maine, don't you ever throw anything away. Who knows what I may go back to one of these colors. If you keep your hair natural the way I do, you would keep my hair natural the way you do, I'd be bald.
Join us, Doug Steffens, good day. This is crazy. Guards at Guantanamo Bay apparently tried to coerce inmates into giving information by playing inmates songs from Sesame Street. Yet it worked. One prisoner broke down and confessed, Rubber Ducky, he's the one! Rubber Ducky.
He's the one.
Do you know the Rubber Ducky song?
I do. Apparently they were asking, who makes bath time fun?
Rubber Ducky, he's the one.
Oh, congratulations. We have a new Miss USA. Her name is, I already forgot because I don't care, okay? I don't care. You watched the most embarrassing moment in Miss USA contest was when Miss Ohio was asked to name a movie that showed a positive portrayal of women, and she said the movie Pretty Woman. Yeah. A movie about a prostitute and the rich man who buys her. Well, you know, in her defense, if you're a contestant in Miss USA pageant, that is your role model. I'm sorry.
You know, right now in England, there's a lot of celebrating going on that we're not a part of as they commemorate Queen Elizabeth's Diamond Jubilee. The Diamond Jubilee celebrates the Queen's 60 years of waving at people and kind of smiling. And a Diamond Jubilee is a rare and special occasion surpassed only by the even more prestigious Neil Diamond Jubilee. Diamond Jubilee is definitely going to be the name of Beyonce's next kid, right?
President Obama spent the night at his home in Chicago for the first time in over a year. It was nice. He even went down to the basement, dusted off some old campaign promises. He was like, this one got me Delaware. That's right, Obama spent the night at his home in Chicago. Of course, it got awkward when he left and his housekeeper was like, so see you after the election?
There you go. Some smiles. Wendy Williams on her program yesterday, Jennifer, was talking about how much money it would take to do a reality television program, something that she is doing. I guess her show's kind of a reality show. It's a talk show. But let's see what sort of insights we get from that conversation.
Who do you think is the highest paid housewives of all of all the franchises? Yeah, you guessed it. NeNe Leakes. Online.com is saying that NeNe's making about $750,000 a year from the Housewives. And then that doesn't include the bonuses. So after the bonuses, I'm sure she easily hits over $1 million. But is that enough money to live in infamy on TV? I mean, think about it, people. Is that enough money? And I know NeNe has familiarity with stripping in the past, and, you know, you definitely don't want to go back to that. But is that money? I mean, Kyle Richards, and I'm not sure about this, but because there is a little bit of privacy on their salary, Kim Richards is the one making, like, $100,000. $100,000 to expose all that pill popping and boozing? Really? It's like it's not enough money. Kathy Najimy, our friend, was here last week. Remember Kathy came over? And so, you know, well, she and I were having our conversation. You know, Kathy's weight has gone up and down all throughout her career. And I wanted to ask her, I just never got around to it, how much weight is too much weight to gain for a role? Because for some of us who struggle with our weight forever, I am not gaining 20 pounds for no amount of money. And because I love my privacy, my creepy privacy with my glue gun, I'm not exposing my life on reality TV for any amount. Like, there's like no amount of money that could, you know?
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you want to make a difference when you travel, there are a number of resources out there to help make that happen. The website packforapurpose.org invites you to pack necessary supplies for projects in each destination. And we're not talking about a lot of space. 5 pounds in your luggage can equal 400 pencils, or 5 soccer balls and a pump to be donated to a school or orphanage. Or you can make a difference in another way. GoodShop.com is an online shopping mall partnered with travel providers like CheapTickets and Hotels.com. For each purchase, GoodShop gives a percentage to a recipient of your choice, from the American Red Cross to your local school. MassiveGood.org is a major initiative from the Millennium Foundation that allows users to contribute $2 towards global health issues when buying a plane ticket, hotel room, or car rental. This option is becoming more and more common on online booking sites. And who was the first person to click on Massive Good after its launch? Bill Clinton. For more information, visit PeterGreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Hey, I'm inside a car shopper on AutoTrader.com. He's close to finding a great deal on the perfect car. And as the big moment draws closer, a celebration's about to ensue. Easy there, Sparky. It's not over just yet. It all began with his head demanding something reliable, safe, and with great gas mileage. But his heart desired a soft top and soft leather seats to match. That's when he went to AutoTrader.com. Once he could compare new and used cars side by side, sorting through all the options, pricing, and special offers was simple. And a great deal on the perfect car wasn't far behind. And he's got it. Looks like they both got what they wanted. What a deal! Now the sparks are really gonna fly. I said, the sparks are gonna fly. Yep, I'd say he feels pretty good about finding the perfect deal on a car he loves. AutoTrader.com, the ultimate automotive marketplace. Now find a great deal by comparing new and used cars.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Items for discussion in the news, the hot topics, if you will. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, the L.A. Kings. Home to, this is a home game tonight, right? The last game?
Oh, well, the next game is tomorrow, actually.
Oh, tomorrow.
Yeah, Wednesday. Yeah. So they could, right. If they sweep, they could wrap everything up tomorrow.
Really? Big deal.
Sorry, Jersey.
So, for those of you who are talk radio fans,
that's me.
Most of you know the name Neil Bortz.
Oh, yeah.
Neil has been on the radio for a long time. He started doing a program at WGST in Atlanta and then went to WSB. And the person they hired to replace him at WGST was a young kid who'd been on the air in Huntsville, Alabama, before going to work in Atlanta. I want you to identify the gentleman who replaced Neil Bortz. This is too inside stuff.
Is it you?
No.
Okay, few.
No, we're going to see if the audience knows the story. 800-510-8255. All right, a lot of people will talk about, well, only the people like Neil Bortz. Most of the syndicated guys are so stuck up, they don't want to acknowledge that there's another person.
And we're talking about him. Why today?
Why are we talking about Neil Bortz?
Yeah.
Because did I finish the sentence?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
That's what I'm here to help you with.
Oh, well. Yes, you are here to help me with that. Thank you. See, I know the story, so I figure, everybody else knows the story,
everybody
too.
Everybody knows, too.
All right, so that, I'll finish the story, and then I'll go back and repeat the question. How's that?
Okay, that's good.
800-510-8255. Neil Bortz is going to retire next January. Actually, this could be a two-part question.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what? Do these people all have the answer already, Michael? Apparently they do. All right, so let's make it a two-parter. The young fellow that came from Huntsville, Alabama, who originally was from New York, worked in Huntsville. Then he went to Atlanta to replace Bortz on WGST. And as it turns out, they became friends, but they also became competitors, in a sense. All right, so that may help you a little bit. And then the second part of the question is, who's going to replace Bortz on his daily radio program? Now, if your station doesn't carry Bortz, you can say, I don't want to talk about it. But people know what's going on in the world of talk radio. As a matter of fact, there's a big convention of talkers in New York tomorrow, a day-long seminar, and many, if not most, of the people that you listen to especially if they're on the radio from east of the Mississippi, will be in New York at the Talkers Convention. All right, so I've asked the question. Have I made the story clear?
Yes.
Neil Bortz is retiring. Who's replacing him? And who replaced him when he left WGST many moons ago to go to WSB and then become syndicated? All right? Two-part question.
I was surprised to see he was retiring, actually.
I am, too. He's older. I believe he's 73 or 74, I think, somewhere.
Is he looks pretty good.
Yeah, no, he's fine. He's a very interesting guy in many different ways. He delivered the graduation speech at some college, and he blasted everybody there. He really did. He gave them what for. And maybe I'll take a few pieces out of that and pass it along. At any rate, interesting guy, and that's what makes for interesting listening. You've got to have interesting people on the radio. It may be, you don't have to agree with him. He's a very provocative guy. And has said a lot of interesting and provocative things. Some of the stuff that he handles is pretty predictable, in that he's a libertarian, sort of cut from the same cloth that I am in a sense, but he's a little more bombastic about it. 800-510-8255. Maybe what I'll do is I'll give people the opportunity to, shall we give away two prizes, or shall I have the same person?
How about a double prize if you could answer both questions, or we split them up?
All right, Justin's in Columbia, South Carolina. Hi, Justin.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, how about you?
Good.
All right, so the answer, you want to try to answer both questions, right?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, okay. So the answer to the first question, who replaced him at WGST? Who replaced Bortz at GST?
That would be the great American Sean Hannity.
The great American Sean Hannity.
The great American. Right. I love Justin.
Okay. So now, who's going to replace Bortz on his program come January?
999 Herman Cain.
Right. 999. That's it, right. Herman Cain becomes talk radio host. I never heard any clips.
I love
Herman. When Herman was doing this before, I never actually heard any clips from him. Michael, see if you can find some clips of Herman Cain just having a conversation, a radio conversation, perhaps with a caller or something, because I've not heard what he sounds like. All right, so Justin, you're a Hannity fan, and you're a Herman Cain, and you're a Neil Bortz fan, all rolled into one, is it?
Yes, probably out of the three, mostly Neil Bortz, because like you said, I'm kind of cut from the same cloth, being a libertarian and everything, but
right. Yeah.
I still listen to Sean Hannity, and I'll at least give Herman Cain a shot as well.
Yeah, so. My gut is that Herman Cain is no Neil Bortz, but let's give him...
Nobody is.
I mean, Bortz a very unique character. He's very, very deliberate in the things that he talks about, and I think that makes him an interesting guy. Whether you agree, you know, then people say, I don't agree with him. So what? What's that got? I just went to Texas. He was the speaker at the Texas Aggie commencement, and I got a couple of things here that maybe I'll pass along. Because it's just pretty interesting stuff. Justin, hold on a minute, please. Thank you for listening. He's got it. Sean and Herman. So Bortz originally was from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So he was asked by Texas A&M to be the commencement speaker. And so he said, okay, I'll do this. He started off by saying, I'm honored by the invitation to address you. Be warned, I'm not here to impress you. You'll have enough smoke blown up your bloomers today. You can bet your tassels I'm not here to impress the faculty. You may not like much what I have to say. You'll remember it, though, especially after 10 years out there in the real world. So he starts talking about the gowned gaggle, i.e. the faculty behind him. You've heard the old saying that those who can do, those who can't teach. That sounds deliciously insensitive. But there's often raw truth and insensitivity, just as you often find feel-good falsehoods and lies in compassion. Say goodbye to your faculty because you are now getting ready to go out there and do. These folks behind me are going to stay right here and teach. By the way, just because you're leaving this place with a diploma doesn't mean the learning is over. When an FAA flight examiner handed me my private pilot's license, he said, here, this is your ticket to learn. The same can be said for your diploma. I realize most of you consider yourself liberals. In fact, you're probably very proud of your liberal views. You care so much, you feel so much, you want to help so much. After all, you're a compassionate and caring person, right? Isn't that just so extraordinarily special? Now at this age, I can hear him in his wry voice. Now at this age, mm-hmm. the good time as any to be a liberal, as good as a time as any to know absolutely everything. You have plenty of time, starting tomorrow, for the truth to set in. Over the next couple of years, you begin to feel the cold breath of reality down your neck. Things are going to start changing, including your own assessment of how much you really know. So here are my first assignments for your initial class in reality. Pay attention to the news. Read papers. Listen to the words and phrases of the proud liberals who use this medium to promote their causes. Compare the words to the left of the words and phrases you'll hear from those evil, heartless, greedy conservatives. And
quite a speech, isn't it?
That about sums it up, really. Liberals feel, liberals care. They're pack animals whose identity is tied up in group dynamics. Conservatives think, and setting aside the theocracy crowd, their identity is centered on the individual. And he goes on and on to talk about liberals and, you know, what goes on in colleges, et cetera, et cetera. Working for your life, how you choose your jobs. And then he talks, takes shots at the wonderful, caring, compassionate, oppressive government that we have and their unimaginable power. Power you don't have, power that no individual has or will ever have. The government has the legal power to use force, deadly force, to accomplish its goals. You have no choice here. And he goes on to talk about negative things about government. And that's where he and I are on the same page, basically. He talks about diversity and group identification. Racial, gender, minority status in general means more than individuals' integrity, character, or qualifications. See, that's another thing. We have so many. You could go, I mean, I could go through them only halfway through the speech. You could go through this thing and pick out a whole lot of things that, for many people, are relevant. And I can't deliver it the way he delivers it. I just am giving you an example of what he considers the imbecilic left. And how, yeah, nothing they ever do is any good. I don't agree with that. I don't think you can.
There's some good in everybody.
Of course there's good around everywhere. But it just, yesterday was his day in the sense that he made the announcement he was retiring.
Mm-hmm.
He has done a brilliant job of getting people to pay attention to him on the radio, which is his job. That's, you know, people all, oh, Russia's insensitive and Sean is this and whoever the local host is. We're not here. That's not my style. I'm on in a time of day when that isn't desirable anyway, for the most part. And so these guys are, and some of the women that are on, who are just there to stir the pot and get an audience. That's what they're paid to do. And when some people do it, they go too far and they get fired. I'm a pretty good example of that. But yet, there's a certain change. And I think that that's what he's talking about here. What Bortz is talking about is the change that is overtaking America. And a lot of it has to do with not taking responsibility for your life, to accept your choices, because you have to make choices in life. And some people want to blame other people when they make a bad choice. Right? And so don't, there are all kinds of choices, he points out, that seemingly are insignificant when you go to the movies, what kind of a car you drive, what book you're reading.
You forgot to take the dry cleaning tag out of your dress.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, right. But he said something that I'm going to repeat because I think there's a lot to this. The rich basically serve two purposes. First, they provide the investments, the capital, and the brains for the formation of new business. Businesses that hire people. Businesses that send millions of paychecks home every week to the unrich. The rich are a wonderful object of ridicule, distrust, and hatred. Few things are more valuable to a politician than the envy most Americans feel for the rich. And he talks about how envy is a powerful emotion, more powerful than the emotional minefield that surrounded Bill Clinton when he reviewed his last batch of White House interns. Bortz. What a character. 14 before the hour. Food for thought on Good Day.
all multivitamins claim to be complete. But when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
This is news from Killer Apps. I'm technology and trends reporter Brett Larson. Father's Day is fast approaching, and many families are also preparing for graduation. Technology gifts are a great way to show them you care. Impress your dad or grad. LG's 55-inch LM6700 Cinema 3D Smart TV offers an all-new viewing experience. It features Cinema 3D technology, cinema screen design, and 2D to 3D conversion with built-in Smart TV, providing access to limitless content and Wi-Fi streaming. If your dad or grad has a tablet, the Logitech Ultra Thin keyboard cover is the perfect gift. Made for the third generation iPad and iPad 2, it features a sleek aluminum screen cover for protection and a built-in Bluetooth keyboard. They can protect, hold, and enjoy their iPad in style. Dads and grads who like to entertain will love the SodaStream Fizz Home Soda Maker. Turn tap water into sparkling water in 30 seconds. The Fizz Chip's gas level indicator monitors the amount of CO2 left in the carbonator, and they can control the carbonation to make the perfect fizzy drink every time. If your dad or grad is a TV junkie, then you need to get them a TiVo Premier. They'll have access to all their favorite TV shows, plus virtually endless web entertainment from big brands like Netflix, Pandora, and Hulu Plus. All these choices are served up in a single, easy-to-use menu. For the gaming dad or grad, Skype for PlayStation Vita will help them stay connected on the go. The PlayStation Vita includes free Skype-to-Skype voice calling and high-quality video calling using the device's front and rear cameras. Download Skype for free from the PlayStation Store. For more information, visit killerapps.tv.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself at the Walmart wireless center. Participants were compensated for their time.
800-510-8255, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, hot hits in terms of hot topics. So Stephen Baldwin is suing Kevin Costner. How's that going for him?
It's the weirdest thing to see these two pitted against each other. And you know what? It's all over this oil spill that happened in 2010. And both of them, if you remember way, way back, tried to sell these machines to help BP clean up after all the oil spilled out. Mm-hmm. And so they're now in court trying to figure out who gets what. Stephen Baldwin is seeking $21 million from Kevin Costner.
Great. So where will that take him?
Isn't that kind of crazy?
A hairy eyeball between the two of them. All right.
Well, he said Kevin Costner duped him into selling him shares in the company, so he wants all of his money back.
Good for him. And Jason Alexander apologizing. This is very important news, folks. Don't miss this.
This is kind of, I hate to snicker a little here, but he was on The Late Show with Craig Ferguson, and he called cricket a gay sport, and so he had to come out and apologize because everybody was upset.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, very important. All right, you've heard all the important things and some not so important things. Conversationally, this is Good Day at 51 After.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life.
Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
It's now 53 after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Facebook is reportedly working on a new program to introduce parental controls, allowing children under the age of 13 to use Facebook with parental supervision, of course. Who thinks this is a good idea? The poll today at DougSteffen.com asks, what do you think of your child being allowed on Facebook if he or she is under 12? A, most are already on there anyway. B, not a big deal if there are parental controls. C, there ought to be a completely separate site for children. D, children should be learning how to use social networks, or I'm sorry, should learn how to be social in person, not online. And E, there's no reason children under 12 should be on Facebook.
What's the magic number with 12? I'm kind of going for high school age, maybe.
Yeah, high school would be then 13, right? 13,
yeah,
14.
14, yeah. Probably, yep.
All right, let's find out what Shelley Palmer has to say about this in just a moment or two here on Good Day.
Making your facility greener can seem hard. Not necessarily rocket science hard, but at least 5,000-piece puzzle of a clear blue sky hard. Fortunately, Granger can help with thousands of products, from lights to faucets to greener cleaning supplies that help lower energy costs and impact on the environment, so you get all your green products right in place without falling to pieces. You know, like a puzzle. To help reduce your costs with greener products, call, stop by a branch, or visit Granger.com/green. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself at the Walmart Wireless Center. Participants were compensated for their time.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Facebook is exploring ways to allow children under the age of 13 to use the social network, with parental supervision, of course. As you can imagine, allowing children under 13 to use the site would be awesome for Facebook. Kids love games, and Facebook really makes money from games. And even though it's technically illegal, kids lie about their age to get on Facebook.
many with their parents' help and permission. So, what could be better for Facebook than to try to protect young children from all the potential bad stuff that goes on in social networks, like cyberbullying and cyberstalking? It sounds like a great plan. Yeah, but on the other hand, privacy advocates are being very vocal about their opposition to allowing anyone under the age of 13 to use Facebook. They say that there are just too many things that can and will go wrong, not the least of which is that Facebook hasn't even gotten it right for teenagers yet. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelly Palmer.
Hey, I'm inside a car shopper on AutoTrader.com. He's close to finding a great deal on the perfect car. And as the big moment draws closer, a celebration's about to ensue. Easy there, Sparky. It's not over just yet. It all began with his head demanding something reliable, safe, and with great gas mileage. But his heart desired a soft top and soft leather seats to match. That's when he went to AutoTrader.com. Once he could compare new and used cars side by side, sorting through all the options, pricing, and special offers was simple. And a great deal on the perfect car wasn't far behind. And he's got it. Looks like they both got what they wanted. What a deal. Now the sparks are really going to fly. I said, the sparks are going to fly. Yep, I'd say about finding the perfect deal on a car he loves. AutoTrader.com, the ultimate automotive marketplace. Now find a great deal by comparing new and used cars with AutoTrader.com mobile or download the app today.
You may want to be the hostess with the mostest this summer. So now Bounty is offering a way to wow your guests with a breakthrough in papermaking technology. Kate Brooks, exciting as she is here with more.
Summer soirees are on their way. Planning a get-together can be both exciting and stressful. Trap and Lock technology allows you to celebrate freely with your guests without fearing cleanup. New Bounty has a more open and reinforced fiber network that is super absorbent and built to trap and lock in messes with just one sheet. Bounty has some tips to make your party more fun than frightening. The warmer months are a perfect time to give the babysitter a break and invite guests to bring their children along. Set up a kids' table with coloring books, games, and puzzles to keep them entertained. Next, set the mood with nice decor like flowers, candles, or a table runner. Bounty quilted napkins are a great addition with new print designs that are dressed to impress any social gathering. Keep your appetizers and finger foods to a one-bite minimum. And if you don't know what to do with all those leftovers, doggy bags are a great option. But it's safe to say there may be a spill. By keeping New Bounty handy, these mishaps can be cleaned up on the spot, allowing everyone to party on. For more, log on to Facebook.com/Bounty. That's Lifestyles from P&G.
Jeremy, children under 12 on Facebook, yes or no?
No, it's a boundary issue. Don't let kids zone. Have a good day.
Bye.
See, you got that taken care of, right?
Ow!
Man knows what he wants.
He needs to go to work.
59 after the hour on Good Day.